All right, thanks for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. You hear the Christopher Cross music, and you know that it's time to check in with our friends at SailSportTalk.com. Once again, SailSportTalk.com. And our friend Karen Lyle joins us once again. And Karen, I know we have a couple of sound clips that we're going to play here in a minute, but you were aboard the USC GC Eagle, formerly known as the Horst Wessel, as it was coming in the Golden Gate. Tell us a little bit more, please.
Well, I got a call the night before inviting me to join the Rear Admiral as he boarded the tall ship Eagle outside the Golden Gate. So we met, went on a smaller Coast Guard vessel, and then basically jumped across the gap with a good officer strapped in and grabbing my arm. And then I had an opportunity to tour the vessel and also talk to many of the cadets as it was coming under the Golden Gate Bridge. And, you know, with that 145-foot mast and the recent thing that happened with the Mexican naval tall ship, when I'm going under the Golden Gate Bridge, it really looks like that mast is going to hit the bottom of the bridge, but it doesn't. I mean, they know exactly what the height is and so forth. But these cadets are just really wonderful, and some of the interviews that we're going to share with you are from the ship as we were going under the Golden Gate Bridge.
Did you really jump from one ship to the other?
Yes.
Wow,
yes,
good for you.
When you have the two ships going next to each other, there's a lot of the waves, and so they're changing in height and they're changing in distance from each other and height from each other. So you do have to have a little bit of agility, and that was one of the requirements, that you be able to and willing to do that.
And before we go to the clip here, as I was mentioning, it was originally the Horst Wessel. It was built in Hamburg in 1936, and obviously it's not a modern warship. And so at the end of the war, the Americans said, "This is nice, we'll just take this." What are they going to say, right?
Well, it was a reparations, and it was recommissioned as a U.S. Coast Guard training academy for officers future officers of the U.S. Coast Guard.
All right, why don't you intro the clip, please?
Okay, so we're going to hear in this first clip three cadets that I interviewed who were aboard and what they have to say about their ship and experience.
This is Karen Lyle of Sailsport Talk, broadcasting on the American Forces Network and to 100 million people in 168 countries through Sports Byline. And I am actually standing right under the United States flag on the Eagle, and I am here speaking with
First Class Maddox Holmes-Selby.
And First Class Maddox Holmes-Selby is a cadet who is now about to graduate. And tell us a little bit about the program here on the Eagle.
Yeah, so it's a training ship. The first class aboard kind of act as the supervisors to the underclass or the third class, so sophomores. And their job is, for some of them, it's their first time getting underway. So they've never been underway, they've never been at sea, and they're just trying to get a feel for, you know, the sea and its lore. And our job is to kind of supervise them and make sure they're getting qualified in various jobs aboard the ship and make sure all their needs are being attended to.
And how many people are aboard the ship as officers and also as cadets?
So in terms of officers, there's roughly 10. The cadets, there's more like 150 of us aboard. So the ship has been built out to accommodate a number of cadets.
And where did you start out?
So I started out, I'm originally from California, so it's great to be back. I started out 3 years ago at the Coast Guard Academy.
What was your first role?
So my first role, I just got on board in Astoria, and I'm one of the engineering cadets. So I'm breaking in under the ship, kind of working on all the internal workings down in the engine room, while we have other first class who are working up on deck. So more of the line handling, more of the conning, the driving of the ship, and the general management of the deck crew.
We have a lot of power boaters who'd be very interested to know what about the engines of this ship. Can you tell us a little specs too?
Of course, yes. Yeah. So the Eagle has, it unfortunately only has one, but it does have a V8 diesel twin turbo. It makes 1,800 horsepower. So believe it or not, that is underpowered for a ship of this size, but it can get us up to 10 to 12 knots at full RPM.
Do you know about that helicopter?
Of course, yeah. That is the helicopter passing by us now is a It's a Dolphin, Coast Guard A-65. It's the smaller of our two helicopters. That one is actually from Air Station San Francisco, as it's coming to greet us here now.
Great. Do you know the length overall and the specs of our ship here?
Of Eagle? Course. Yeah, so some general specs. It's a 295-foot barked rig sailing vessel. So it is a tall ship. The bark in that comes from the fact that the rigs, the beams above aft are rigged square to the ship. So some other specs, each mast is about 147 foot tall, with our mizzen mast, which we are actually standing right below right now, is able to extend a little bit higher.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your sharing with my audience all about the Coast Guard Cutter Mark Eagle. Thank you so much.
Of course.
This is Karen Lyle of Sailsport Talk, and I'm here talking one of the one-week-old cadets on board the Eagle, and your name is?
I'm Third Class Maya Litchfield.
And how is it serving under the first female commanding officer of the Eagle?
It's truly incredible. We actually get the unique opportunity to eat dinner with our divisions with the captain. I had the pleasure of doing that just a couple of days ago, and she is truly such an incredible woman. She was talking to us about all of her different experiences, and she's actually, after the change of command, she's coming back to the academy. So kind of a full circle for her. She's done so much with her career, worked in so many different kinds of commands. She started as, I believe, a student engineer on her first billet, and then she slowly moved into deck watch officer. And she said her experience here has been incredible. She loves having the mission of training cadets, because this is one of our unique experiences to get an enlisted kind of experience before we go out and become officers. We have a different role in the Coast Guard as officers versus enlisted. So this is just a great experience for us to get exposure and to learn how to be better leaders. And she's an incredible one to learn from.
And what is your experience like here 1 week on the ship?
It's been really fun, honestly. I love getting my hands dirty. I love being very hands-on and helpful. So the 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. watches, or even the 0 to 4s, they're hard, but they are so fun because the crew here is truly incredible. They make the experience very, very unique, very fun, very exciting. The morale here is very high, so there's just always something to look forward to, even though the work could be hard some days.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me. It's a pleasure to be here aboard your ship.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
This is Karen Lyle of Sailsport Talk, and I'm here aboard the Eagle with
Third Class Cadet Riley Leary.
And Riley, tell us a little bit about when you came on the ship and what the next tour is.
Yeah, so I am part of the second phase of training at the Coast Guard Academy. So the summer training period is broken into two phases, phase one and phase two. So phase two, I'm on Eagle. I flew into Portland, Oregon, and met the Eagle in Astoria, Oregon. We then sailed down to here, which we're currently in San Francisco. We'll be in port here for a couple days, and then we'll sail back up to Seattle, Washington. And then from Seattle, we'll sail to Victoria, Canada. And then after we go to Victoria, Canada, we'll sail back down to San Francisco, and that's when our training ends.
And how's your experience so far? How long have you been on board the ship?
So I've been on board about a week and a half. It's all been underway from Astoria to here. And it's been a really awesome experience. It's definitely a privilege to be on this this vessel and, you know, getting to work with the crew. It's just a lot. There's a lot to learn, and it's awesome. I love it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate talking to you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, and that was Karen on board. And Karen, as we know on ships, you know, you never want to be in the brig. You do want to be in the galley, and there's a lot of clinking of plates and cups and saucers and things, but that's where they go down for their meals, don't they?
Yes, and I felt like that it was very important to have an interview with one of the women who was in charge in the galley, because that is the heart of the ship for the crew, of course. And so we have a two-minute interview that I did of her.
All right, let's go to that.
This is Karen Lyle of Sailsport Talk, and I am here aboard the Eagle, and I am with
CS1 Cohen.
And you are a culinary specialist feeding 150 cadets, is that correct?
Yes, I am, yes.
Tell us a little bit about what is required in order to be able to do that job.
We need a lot of people, so we have about 10 CSs on board. None of us stay with the ship for like a full tour. We have about 2 people that come TDY with us, so hopefully we get up to 11. It's just about hands. We use 12 cadets a day. They help us with all the chopping and prepping of food for the next day. And it's just a bunch of hours, really. It's, you know, running the ovens. We have about 2 ovens and 3 griddles. We have 3 galleys as well. And we run out of all of them every day.
And also, you have some conditions to work under. So when you have larger swells, what is it like working here in the galley?
We start rolling. We have to have a lot of non-stick mats, and it doesn't always work. We definitely have a few casualties when it comes to sauces and the pots. When the waves and the swells start happening, it's a lot of all hands on deck trying to hold stuff down and strap it down and make sure we can get that meal out on time. We haven't failed yet, so...
Do you change what you do with your cutting and knives and things like that depending upon the conditions as to what you're preparing?
Nope. We just roll with the menu as is because we, in the middle of the ocean, can't really change what you're doing because you have the stores that you purchase for the exact menu. You just got to go a little more careful, a little bit slower, but get it done.
Great. Well, thank you so much for talking to me about the galley. I really appreciate that. That's the heart and soul of a ship for the cadets.
It is. Oh, they tell us that every day. Yes, every day. This is the best favorite shop of the boat because we have all the food. Yes.
Thank you very much. This is Karen Lyle of SailSport Talk on Sports Byline and American Forces Network.
So, Karen, that's a great opportunity to go on there. And I think a lot of times, you know, in this generation, you know, people always say, oh, these kids today with their TikToks and blah, blah, blah. When you see young men and women like that, and the dedication and the hard work, you know that the country is going to be in good hands.
Well, they're inspiring, and I really felt like that the opportunity to be aboard the Eagle was really about the cadets because all of the attention was focused on them. It's a 4-year academic program as well as, of course, a naval experience and leadership experience for them. So it was really a privilege to be invited aboard.
All right, very cool getting that sound. And for more information, people can always go to sailsportstalk.com. Karen, thanks for your time.
Well, it was great talking to you, Rick.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a break, and we'll come back on Sports Byline.